Sabbath to each of you. You know, this today and yesterday, it was kind of cold out. And I got to thinking of that verse, pray that your flight may not be on the winter, in the winter. And I really took that to heart yesterday as I was feeling the chill. And maybe some of you are feeling the chill this morning. Friends, we have a blessed hope of the soon return of Jesus, don't we? Without that, we are in a hopeless state. Can you say amen? Oh, praise God for the promise of the soon return of Jesus. Yesterday, as usual, the 20th of the month comes around, and it's time for the newsletter again. And Sharon sent me my little reminder saying, Pastor, it's time to get your newsletter in. And of course, the newsletter is not the first thing on my mind, in any given month. So I'm usually waiting till the last minute. But yesterday I sat down and started plucking away at the computer and looking for verses that weren't actually in the Bible and trying to find verses that weren't there. You know, have your mind ever think that there's something in the Bible and it actually wasn't there? And I had one of those moments yesterday. I know that this verse is in here. It's somewhere. I even called Sharon. I said, Sharon, where is this verse at? And she said she couldn't think about it. So I called my neighboring pastor and I said, I'm almost positive. No. So, you know, praise the Lord for counsel. Amen. Keep us in the right direction. God's word is jam-packed, if you will, full of information to encourage us for the times in which we live. And I don't know about you, but I am so thankful for the Word of God. For God's Word to give us hope and encouragement for the times in which we live. I would like you to turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Now, I'm giving you a bit of insight of the newsletter here. I hope you don't mind. I was taken back a little bit as I was as doing my little study yesterday and preparing for the newsletter. And you ever get inspired, you know, as you read the Bible, as you study, and you don't want to stop type thing, and that inspiration just kind of continues with you for, you know, the day, and you keep thinking about it. Well, this is what happened to me yesterday. In Hebrews chapter 11, the faith chapter, 24 times the word faith is mentioned. 24 times. 24 times faith is mentioned. 21 times, I believe it is, or 15 times it's mentioned by faith, Abraham, by faith, Sarah, by faith, Moses, by faith, and so forth. It must be probable that it's us who needs our faith to be increased. We must have faith in the God of the universe. Now, it may seem a little bit ironic that I'd be talking about faith today to our people. Do you have faith? In verse 6 of Hebrews chapter 11, it says, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. In other words, we must have faith. It says, for he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. In other words, we must have faith. Now, I'm not going to give everything away, what I'm going to put in the newsletter, but to the bottom line, I have come to a conclusion, is that faith and salvation are dependent upon one another. We cannot be saved without faith. It is our faith that saves us, if you will. Because it's our faith in Jesus who died for me to take away my sins, to give me eternal life. If I don't have that faith, if I don't have hope in this, then I am lost. We must have faith in the eternal sacrifice of Jesus. For without Jesus, how much do we have? Absolutely nothing. We must have Jesus. Faith, it is impossible to please Him, for he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently, what? Seek Him. Now, He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him by what? By faith. So He tells us the reward, what is our reward? In verse 16, He summarizes for us and He says, but now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared for them a what? A city. Now he goes through the whole illustration. By faith Abraham, by faith Sarah, by faith Moses, by faith so on. Everybody by faith. And it concludes and says, they did not receive the heavenly reward. But by faith, because of their faithfulness, God will give them the city. You see, it is our faith that brings us into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. My question for you today, friends, do you have faith? After all, in Hebrews chapter 12, in verse 2, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our what? Of our faith. Now, this is something to grapple with, because it is Jesus who gives us our faith in the first place. Think about that for a moment. You see, there is absolutely, entirely nothing that we do, quote unquote, on our part to receive eternal life. But it is our faith that gives us eternal hope and eternal life. But in the same turn, we must believe in the one who gives us our faith, which is Christ. So in other words, we must come to Jesus as we are. Now, I find it fascinating that as we look through these stories, by faith Abraham, by faith Moses, by faith Sarah, gave birth at 90 years old and so forth, if you look at each one of those stories, they lacked faith in the beginning. Because Sarah laughed in her heart. She says, I'm an old woman. Can I have a child? She laughed. Moses, when he came to the bush, said, Lord, I'm not worthy to do this task. Call my brother Aaron. Abraham, when he comes into a city, he says, hey, tell everybody that you're my sister because you're so beautiful. They'll surely kill me to have you as their wife. And not only did he do it once, he did it twice. You're talking about people who lack faith. But in the end, it says, by faith. Now, isn't that a wonderful promise? You see, Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. We must come to Jesus, just as the Word of God tells us, he who lacks wisdom, ask and God will give it. So we must ask for, I believe, faith. Exercise our faith in the promises of Christ. Now, it is said, and I put this in the newsletter. Sorry, Sharon, I guess I'm giving everything, not quite everything, but quite a bit today. We have heard it said, seeing is believing, right? Seeing is believing. But actually, it's just the opposite for Christians. Faith is believing. Faith is seeing. See, it is our faith that we see into the heavenly realm. And I want you to pause for just a moment here. How many of you have taken the time and the liberty in your personal life to just sit and think about what it's going to be like when you're in heaven? Have you taken that opportunity in your life? Have you imagined in your mind the streets of gold, the tree of life, the throne of God, the presence of thousands and thousands upon thousands of holy angels? Have you taken the time to contemplate those things? That is our faith in action. It is our faith that helps us see the realities of the spiritual world. Faith helps us to see. One of the greatest challenges and the risks of many today is that we lose our faith. You see, many who will turn their back on Christ in the latter days, or those who don't receive eternal life, or those who have rejected Christ in some way or fashion, is because, what do we call it? They lost their, what? Faith. In other words, we need to exercise our faith on a regular, daily, consistent basis. After all, don't you know the trying of our faith produces what? That's right. Our faith is as gold tried in the fire. You see, what's more precious to God than anything? It is our faith. Now, if you go back to Hebrews chapter 11, notice it says here, by faith we must come in order to please God. Now, how many of us want to please God? All of us want to please God. You see, it's our faith in Him that by which we please Him. You ever want to make God happy? Live by faith. Walk in faith. And notice here in verse 16, the reward of those who have faith in Him will receive the eternal home, the eternal city that's prepared for them. But notice something interesting in verse 16, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. You see, as we have faith in God, it's almost as if God is saying, I am proud to be their God because they believe in me. There is something to be said to the Christian who has faith in the divine power of the God of the universe. And I appeal to your hearts today that you will take faith with you wherever you go, and that you will concentrate your efforts in faith, that you will ask God to increase your faith. Lord, you are the author and the finisher of my faith. You put faith within me. Lord, increase my faith. Help me to see. Help me to see beyond the end of my nose. Lord, give me the faith that I need. Pray earnestly that our faith would be increased. After all, Jesus said, if you had faith as what? As a mustard seed, you could move mountains. In other words, when we have faith, nothing, absolutely nothing, is impossible. You catch that? When we have faith in God, the divine power of the universe, absolutely nothing is impossible. So then, think about those sins and those trials in your life. There is nothing impossible with God. Amen? I don't care how big the sin, how big the trial, how big the mountain in your life, nothing is impossible with God. So David met his giant one day, cast the stone, hit the guy in the forehead, he came tumbling to the ground by faith, you see. He slung that rock around, he flung that rock in the air, and wham, hit him right in the bullseye. And the giant came tumbling down by faith. And it says he went and picked up those five smooth stones. And what does a stone represent or a rock symbolize in the Bible? Jesus. You see, David took Christ with him. And he said, who is this giant that he should mock our God of Israel? I took down a bear. I took down a lion. I can take down Goliath too. By faith, you see. So it is by faith, friends, that we are more than conquerors. We are overcomers by faith. Amen? Now, speaking of faith today, a couple of things I want to share with you and to remind you of. Today is our High Sabbath. When we come together for communion service, it's an opportunity to humble our hearts, to make confession to the Lord, to make things right with our fellow brethren or sisters, to make things right with God, if you will, but it's also an opportunity for us to make requests on behalf of the Lord. This next month or two, we're going to be mailing out those Steps to Christ. All of Chemung County. Every single home in Chemung County. I want to ask that you will pray diligently today, that you will offer this request today. Lord, take these silent messengers and preach, speak to a heart. Prepare the hearts and the minds of those people that will receive the Steps to Christ in their mail. Pray earnestly for the zip codes in our area. Pray for the mailboxes in our area. Pray for those people, as Spirit of Prophecy says, that are wistfully looking towards heaven, that these books will touch their hearts. I want to ask that you'll make that petition today to the Lord as you enter into your foot washing service today. That you would pray with each other and make this petition to the Lord. But also that you would pray with each other to encourage each other in faith. And that you would encourage each other to be overcomers of sin and temptation. And that you would petition to the Lord that the Lord would forgive your brother or sister for the iniquities that they have done or committed in their lives. Today is an opportunity, friends, to seek forgiveness and to find pardon. And the Bible tells us, happy is the man that finds pardon. Amen? Happy is the man whose iniquities are cleansed. I don't know about you, but I want to be a man of God. Maybe you want to be a man or a woman of God today. And how we can do that? Our iniquities are cleansed. God takes away our sins. Amen? I invite you to stand just now. And we're going to separate for the foot washing. And the gentlemen are on my right over here in the Sabbath school room. The ladies are on my left here in the back room behind the fellowship hall. And before you leave, I want to remind you that you would leave and come back respectfully, reverently, and quietly. And may we consider that we are walking on holy ground. And we are given the promise that angels in Christ attends the communion service today. Let's pray together. Father, I pray your blessing upon each one here today. As we enter into this foot washing ceremony and come back for the communion service, I ask your blessing. I pray that you would give us your Spirit, pour out your Spirit into our lives. Forgive us, Lord, our sins. And Lord, help us to forgive those that have wounded or hurt us. May we be free from iniquity today. May we be cleansed to be soon ready for your return. I ask your blessing just now in Jesus' name. Amen.